Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking Cochise County this morning. Hopefully we've kind of perked your interest, and if you haven't made it down to see the wonderful Karchner Caverns, that you're putting it on your bucket list for this summer. So we're talking to Jennifer Van Horn, Discovery Center Supervisor for Karchner Caverns, and she's joined us this morning. She's kind of shared some of the history of the cavern with us, how it was discovered and kept secret for 14 years, and how it's just all the things they have in place to protect the cavern itself. Jennifer, let's just talk for a minute about the formation of the cave. What do we know about that?
Quite a few mysteries, too. The cave started forming about 500,000 years ago. The oldest dated formation in the cave is about 200,000 years old. The thing that makes this cavern so unique, it is listed on the top 10 mineralogical caves in the world list. And what that really means is we have some of the best color in the world. The thing that the formations are made out of is known as calcite, and calcite is primarily white. That's usually how it forms. But we have so many other trace minerals in the area here that it'll pick up other colors from other minerals. So we have colors ranging from pale yellows and golds to dark grays and maroons, you know, chocolatey colors. The variety of color at Karchner Cavern is pretty spectacular.
And you said there's no photography, right? So you just have to look at it and enjoy it and take it home as a memory. You gave a few more details when we talked about the fact it is one of the top 10 mineralogical caves in the world, but only four of those are open to the public, right? And only one of them in the United States. Did I get that right?
That is correct. So it's the only one in the United States that's open to the public. There is one other on that list that is in the U.S. That's Lechuguilla Cave, but it is strictly a research cavern. So as a general public, you can't get into that one to see it. It is closed off for research purposes only.
So it's not the biggest, and it's not the deepest, but it is definitely one of the most colorful, and the most colorful one you can see in the United States, right here in our own backyard, Cochise County.
Absolutely.
Jennifer, just real quick here, just give a couple contact information for people, how they would make a reservation and, you know, maybe a website and a phone number.
So you can contact our reservations department at 520-586-CAVE, which is 2283. And they can assist you with reservations for any of the Arizona state parks as far as camping and things like that. But they also do all of our call in cave tour reservations. If you'd prefer to book online, it's azstateparks.com, and you'll find it on the homepage. It says right there, make a cave tour reservation.
And you highly recommend don't go all the way down there without a reservation, because
you
fill up in the first hour of the day. So
usually, yes.
How big a groups do y'all allow at one time? You mentioned that the tour is about an hour, the one loop trail that's open right now. How big of groups are you taking at one time?
We cap the Rotunda Throne Room Tour at 20 people. Okay. Part of that is cave preservation. Part of that is also customer experience. You know, we want everybody on the tour to be able to see what we're talking about, to be able to hear the guide well, and to be able to have more of an intimate kind of experience with their tour guide. Everybody here is super passionate about what we do. We love the caverns, and we love educating the public about it. So we want to be able to have kind of that one-on-one interaction. And with groups of 20, that's really easy to do.
That's a treat to know you're not going to be back of 100 people.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the two trails are?
So the Rotunda Throne Room Tour, currently open. It's actually open year-round. And then the Big Room Tour is open from October 15th to April 15th.
Closed for bats the rest of the year. Of the two, Miss Jennifer, which do you think is there one more spectacular than the other?
They're both spectacular for different reasons. It's kind of like trying to pick your favorite kid.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got more than one kid, you can't pick a favorite. It's the same for me with the caves. I love them both for different reasons.
And when what's the one that's closed right now?
The Big Room.
Okay, the Big Room. We talked about the other one being about an hour and 25 minutes. Is the Big Room tour about the same duration?
It's a little bit longer. It's an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay.
So you're in the cavern for a little bit longer. You still have a 10-minute introduction down here on the patio, but you get a little more in-cave time.
All right. You're on Highway 90 south of Benson as you leave Tucson heading east towards beautiful Lordsburg, New Mexico. You will get to Benson, Highway 90 south. And what are y'all, about 15 miles south of Benson?
It's about 9 to 10.
9 to 10 miles south of Benson. All right, Karchner Caverns, we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning and helping us introduce Cochise County and the secret little gem of Karchner Caverns to our listeners.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a million, Miss Jen.
You're welcome.
Just one of the treasures held in Cochise County. Did you know Bisbee, Arizona recently won an award as the number one best historical town in America?
Do you know who they won against? Thomasville, Georgia, Mackinac Island in Michigan, Astoria, Oregon, Telluride, Colorado, Williamsburg, Virginia, were some of the others on the top 10. Bisbee came in first. USA Today.
It's escaping my mind right now. What's the oldest European settlement in America? The town?
Jamestown?
No, the town in Florida.
Oh, we've been there.
I know. What is it?
Yep.
I can't believe that wouldn't have won. But I mean, we've been to Charleston and we've looked at the old historic prisons and the buildings that were built on the waterfront, and Bisbee beats them all.
Right here in your own backyard.
And whose poll was that?
That's USA Today. But USA earlier Today. Back in February, they won best small town of 2016 with Sunset Magazine.
Bisbee, Arizona. That's absolutely awesome. Congratulations, Bisbee. Just another one of the beautiful little corners and gems held in Cochise County. If you'd like to win an Arizona staycation, go to rosieonthehouse.com. This month's winner will win a stay in Cochise County. When you enter, put Cochise County into the subject line. We'll be drawing a winner here at the end of the month, and we'll be able to put together a fabulous trip for you. You'll love it. Arizona Staycation, brought to you by Sanderson Ford.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.